Your news and information leader. WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Good afternoon and welcome. Our first Saturday afternoon ball game of the 2011-2012 basketball season. It won't be the last, I guarantee, because in just 3 weeks, it will be the Mid-State Athletic Conference Boys and Girls Championship doubleheader. I'm Greg Davey and welcoming you to the Saturday afternoon broadcast, where the BG Bobcat girls are going to take on the Sydney Warrior ladies, who have the same record in the league, but they have opposite records overall. And by that, I mean BG is 7-5 overall, 4-3 in the league. Sydney is 5-7 overall and 4-3 in the league. And what counts in the MAC is the MAC. So 4-3 and 4-3. So this will go a ways, like last night, where the boys played here, into determining who might make that fourth spot in the section or in the MAC tournament, or the third spot, or be left out in the fifth spot. Lots going on as we get down to the final games of the MAC season. And we start every broadcast with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, brought to you graciously by the folks at Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 in Riverside, Sydney. They can be responsible for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams in today's game all the best. Coach Brad Aldrich and the Sydney Lady Warriors, Coach Bob Conway, and the BG Lady Bobcats. We'll take a break. Be back to talk about more both teams, what they've done all year, and where they can expect to go as you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's
me.
Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back into this abbreviated version of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. The JV game won in dramatic style by Bainbridge Guilford, holding on for a 24-22 decision. Yes, very low scoring, but high on drama. Both coaches used all their timeouts down the stretch, and Sydney had just gotten a steal. BG had inbounded with 3.5 seconds to go. Sydney got a steal but could not get off a shot, and that's where it ended. And it was 11-9 at halftime, so they were pretty consistent in their lack of scoring. But defenses did play very, very well from what I observed. Well, Bainbridge, Guilford, and Sydney are both hoping to have good defense today because, well, for Sydney, they want good defense because BG has two high-score capabilities in Shania Vandermark and Randy Conway, which coincidentally are the two seniors for the BG Bobcats. Shania Vandermark's been hot as of late with the last five games being in double figures. That's two and back-to-back 22-point games, a home game against Walton and a home game against Oxford. And those were both a Walton win and an Oxford loss, which put their record at 3-3, and then they defeated Green in a must-have win a week ago, Friday, 50-35. Vandermark with 16 points. Conway had 15 in the Green win, 17 in the Oxford loss, and 15 in the win at Deposit. So the key for Bainbridge Guilford is making sure those two girls stay on the court and can get into their rhythm. They have good supportive players, such as a girl that I've watched against Harpersville, even though BG played not so well against Harpersville. Abby Smith, I thought, played a very, very good game. She's a 5'5 sophomore. Lots more youth to talk about on this team as well, with Alyssa Rivera, a 5'8 freshman, and Morgan Bullis, a 5'8 freshman, part of the mix. And Alyssa Rivera, by the way, the 5'8 freshman, she had a varsity high of 14 points in the win at Green just a little over a week ago. For Sydney, they are led, well, you never know who's going to lead them, but normally it's the girls with a D in their last name, and that is Meredith DeLello and Kelsey Decker. They have been the high scorers throughout the season. DeLello with 29 points, her varsity high in an overtime win in Hancock, the first MAC game of the season for them. Decker's had, in the last couple of weeks, some 13 and 15-point performances. She's also their main rebounder along with Malia Wakeman. And while DeLello and Wakeman are seniors, Decker is in her second year of varsity but only a sophomore. And this team for Sydney, now their JV team did not win today, but they've had a good season. And I'm looking at the varsity roster. Michaela Wakeman is a sophomore. Bethany Carl is a sophomore. Hannah Wood is a sophomore. Kelsey Decker is a sophomore. Nicole Smith is a sophomore. And then they have junior Brianna McLennan. And then you've got Wakeman and DeLello and Shelby Bourne as seniors. So this team really is youth-driven, but senior-led. So we'll see if that has any bearing today on what they're able to do. If it's anything like last night's first 10 minutes, we're in for some excitement. If it's anything like it was in the middle of last night's game, then it's going to be one team shutting out the other team for about 10 minutes. I talked about that a lot last night, but truly was the difference in the game. Sydney outplayed BG down the end, but couldn't really get into an offensive groove. Before all that Sydney drought of 10 minutes, it was 15-15. There were five ties and six lead changes. So that tells you how good back and forth the game was early on. And then Sydney was on shutdown, and BG's 2-3 defense was greatly responsible for that. We're winding down, and I'm sure we'll have the announcement for the Section 4 sportsmanship and, of course, the national anthem. So we hope to bring it back in time for the announcement of the starting lineup. So you stay tight. We'll be right back with the start of today's game between the BG Lady Bobcats, who are hosting the Sydney Lady Warriors in a MAC contest that is vital to see who gets in those top four playoff spots. And you're listening to it live on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
The ending of the anthem here.
Be one of the nicest anthems I've ever heard, all vocal from BG chorus members, and I don't know how recent that is, but here we go with the starting lineups. I hope.
And now, starting lineup, the Sydney Warriors. Sophomore, number 11, Bethany Carl. Sophomore, number 15, Kelsey Decker. A junior, number 23, Brianna McLennan. A senior, number 24, Shelby Bourne.
So it's Bethany Carl, Kelsey Decker, Brianna McLennan, Shelby Bourne, and Malia Wakeman for the Sydney Warriors, coming in at 4-3 in the MAC season. And now we'll hear the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats starting lineup.
And now the starting lineup for your BG Bobcats. A senior, number 4, Shania. A senior, number 11, Randy Conway. A sophomore, number 12, Eddie Smith. Freshman, number 14, Morgan Bullis. And freshman, number 15, Alyssa Rivera. Bobcats, your coach, Anderson Bob Conway.
So the players I've been talking about there, those freshmen, Morgan Bullis and Alyssa Rivera, are in the starting lineup as freshmen. We appreciate the sponsorship of Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. I'm going to go back to the Harpersville game to see. Well, Bullis started in that game, but Amber DeGroat, 5'5 senior, was the other starter. So it looks like Alyssa Rivera has played her way into the starting lineup for Coach Bob Conway. 4-3. Both teams have that MAC record right now. BG 7-5 overall, Sydney 5-7, and we get started with Wakeman and Vandermark. A couple of seniors going to go up for the tap. It is Vandermark with the win of that tap. And a quick shot put up by left-hander Abby Smith. She misses short. And the ball unceremoniously goes over to Sydney. And it looks like BG is going to try to embellish the lack of guard play for Sydney. But they get the ball over with quickly. on passing. Here comes Kelsey Decker to the right side. He's going to try to work in defensively on Smith. Now the runner by DeLello, who caught the pass inside, missed the shot. McLennan rebounded, missed it. Over the rim it went. And Randy Conway takes the ball coast to coast, misses the shot. Vandermark on the offensive rebound, can't put it back in. Conway will come away from the mess with the basketball. And I say mess because about four players have their hands on the ball at the same time. Conway floats a pass to Smith. Cross court to Rivera. Back outside, Conway thought about a three. Now swings a pass over to Abby Smith. Her shot is blocked by DeLello and recovered by Shelby Bourne. Played over a minute, no score. DeLello, little seam in the paint, and she scores on a 14-footer. So DeLello gets Sydney on top, 2-0. Conway is going to be guarded. Oh, a pair of 11s. That's going to be a good matchup today if Sydney stays in the man-to-man. That's DeLello against Conway. Around the screen comes Abby Smith. She backs it out to the right side for Bullis. Bullis floats a pass into Vandermark. Nice play, but she came up short on it. Now it's DeLello and Vandermark tumbling to the ground on a rebound. That'll be a foul on Vandermark, Shania's first. 5'10 senior. She and Wakeman, tallest players on the court at 5'10, both seniors. 2-0 Sydney. Decker brings it up the court, stops around the top of the key. Still dribbling, though. Sydney playing a 1-2-2, and they're not moving very much. Now they go into their motion. Bourne to the elbow, cross court to DeLello. In the corner, Decker throws it up for three. It's up, and it's an air ball. The opposite side, too strong. Gathered in by Alyssa Rivera. Off to Conway, who likes to go coast to coast, but too sloppy on the layup. Rebound bounces out to Brianna McLennan. Back and forth we go with just one basket being scored. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. DeLello stops and pops and rolls. The shot rolls off the rim. I thought McLennan may have touched it last. They say no, it's Rivera. So Sydney inbounds to the near side. They're going to my right basket-wise and BG to my left. That'll switch in the second half. Outlet pass to Bourne. Picked up by Vandermark. Both teams playing a man-to-man early on. That's good to see. Decker dribbling, bounces to DeLello right behind her. To the elbow again for DeLello, stumbling and gets the pass off. And my bad, that's Bethany Carl. My absolute bad mistake. That's Bethany Carl every time, number 11. So she's the one with the basket, not DeLello. She's done all these. I said, that doesn't look like Meredith. I looked down and no, it sure isn't. And down the court comes Vandermark on a steal, and she is tied up this game. So DeLello wasn't even in the starting lineup, and that's my mistake. Looks like she's down there in street clothes. So nobody told me, and I'm the last to know. And a putback by, actually not a putback by Wakeman, but an errant pass that she happened to get and put it up and in for 4-2 Sydney lead. So number 11 is Carl. She will be the featured defensive player against Randy Conway. Shot from the outside, put up by Rivera. Missed it. The follow-up by Bullis, though, and she's right there to tie the score at 4. Now this is how we started last night, against the press. Nice job by Carl to catch that ball. Down she comes, 10-footer. Good. This time she keeps it together on the floor. And now that I'm sure who it is, we've got the basket again, 6-4, and Carl out to a good start, making two shots and coming close the other two times. There's a number 11 that I know, Randy Conway, and she penetrates straight through a double team for a basket. We're tied at 6. BG has never led. Sydney has never trailed, but they've been tied 3 times, and it's 6-6. Nice crossover dribble by Decker. Here she comes all the way. It's a shot up and missed off the back of the rim. Vandermark with a rebound. Back passes to Randy Conway. Long pass ahead to Vandermark. They've worked this play before, and it works again for the BG 8-6 lead. And with that comes a timeout by Coach Brad Aldridge. It's a short timeout. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. 8-6 BG. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I'll repeat the apology, having called Bethany Carl Meredith Zalello about seven times. That'll be the last of that. Sydney inbounds and a nice double team by Bainbridge Guilford, forcing the alternate possession. But if I remember right, BG won the tap, so Sydney, well, I guess they've already had an alternate possession because BG gets the ball back again. Not a good start for yours truly, but I found out in the break that Meredith DeLello has a bad ankle, so that's why she's not playing. Randy Conway drives the baseline, missed totally, got the ball back on the other side, fires up a three, and that misses long. Abby Smith playing more of the point guard right now for Conway to be a shooting guard. She's on the right wing with the ball to the corner for Bullis. Diagonal pass like they draw on the blackboard. That's number 20. Amber DeGroat is in the game now. The stop and pop is missed, and touch last, look off possibly the foot of Malia Wakeman. 8-6, BG with her first lead of the ball game. We've had three ties already. Conway, cross court to DeGroat, a little 12-footer, but threw that up a little too wild. Scramble for the ball, and it is Shelby Bourne. Off to Bethany Carl, right down the middle of the floor. To the right, Carl, bounce pass inside, McLennan. She draws the foul. Foul is on the senior, Amber DeGroat. That's her first. Team second. And at the line is Brianna McLennan. This is my first look at Brianna McLennan in the lineup, as the last game against Afton, she was not able to play because of a concussion. She was directed to be out for a certain length of time, and that included that game, but she is cleared to play and makes the first free throw. Gia Cuomo is in the ball game now, the 5'2 junior spark plug for BG, replacing Abby Smith. So Bob Conway going into his bench early on. Shot is up for McLennan. It's short. Rebound by Malia Wakeman. Instead of going back up with it, pass back to McLennan. McLennan, why do I say that? McLennan passes to Decker. Decker fired up from long range but missed it. And now another substitution. Hannah Wood is in the game replacing Brianna McLennan. 8-7. BG by one and the ball. 2:12 to go first quarter. Sydney now into a 2-1-2 zone. They were playing man-to-man. Bullis to Conway. They swing it around DeGroat to Cuomo. Back to DeGroat at the top of the key. Cuomo to the left, now Conway to the right. And a push-off somewhere in the paint, away from the basketball. And that call is going to go against Morgan Bullis. Bullis with her first foul. So now Kelsey Decker becomes the point guard, as Sydney runs a 1-4 offense. Decker to the elbow. She'll take it. Looks like she's free reign there. Missed it. Ball came back to Decker. Foul line jumper. Good. So the ball was a long miss. Wound up going right back into Decker's hands. Four players for Sydney have scored, and they regain the lead, I should say. Should be 9-8, and the scoreboard operator has not hit that yet. Vandermark from 12 feet out, missed it short. Rebounded by Bourne. Here comes Bethany Carl on the run. Bounce pass forced inside, picked off by Vandermark. She loves to pass it backwards on the break because she knows Randy Conway is going to be nearby, and she caught the ball, luckily. Nice pass into Vandermark. Good defense by Carl. Vandermark has to throw a pass back outside to Conway. Carl with a good defensive play that time. Cuomo from long range. It's an air ball out of bounds. Sydney will get it back. with a 9-8 lead, 47.9 seconds to go. Well, we started late, but at this pace, we're going to end real early. Hannah Wood down the sideline. She goes back to Carl. Wide open is Malia Wakeman. She drives in, but it comes up short. Might have been partially blocked by Bullis on that play. Nice defensive stop. Conway wide open. She should have taken it, but did not. She passes to DeGroote. Left side, three-pointer missed. Rebounded by Wakeman. So 9-8, Sydney has a chance to end the quarter with a lead, but by how much? If they get the last shot off. Decker into the corner for Bourne. Nice bounce pass to Wakeman. Off the glass, no good. 9.5 seconds remain. But Malia Wakeman will go to the free throw line as Shania Vandermark picks up her second foul right at the end of the first quarter. So she'll need to come out in between shots taken by Malia Wakeman. And the lefty sinks the first one. Substitution, but it's not for BG. It is for Sydney. Decker comes out, and sophomore Nicole Smith, number 21, goes in. Second shot by Wakeman. No good on that. A little bit short. 7 seconds to go. Conway, a master at running the clock, but she goes over to Cuomo. Back to Conway. Fires it up at the buzzer. It'll count if it goes in, but it's short. So Sydney nudging up 1 point. They lead 10-8. Pretty exciting first quarter. Got three more in store for you today. You are listening to the Sydney BG Girls Basketball Game. Sydney by 2, 10-8. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Bainbridge Guilford, and not nearly as packed a gym as last night's boys game. That was exciting, and for BG, well, nobody could tell me the last time Bainbridge Guilford beat Sydney boys in a league basketball game. It has been that long, but they well-deserved and well-earned a 41-35 victory over the Sydney Warriors last night. Ryan Porter winning our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Austin Barley, whose birthday is today, winning the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And defense really was the controlling factor last night when they have a 41-35 decision. Sydney and BG playing some good defense so far in a 10-8 Sydney lead. They have the ball to start the second quarter. Nicole Smith passing to Hannah Wood. Wood's on the right wing. Looks for the corner, not there. The ball's batted away. And a shot by Bethany Carl around the rim, no good. Wakeman trying to challenge the baseline for the rebound with Randy Conway. Sydney will get that ball. So Decker and McLennan will come back in for Wakeman and Smith. Be a different look for Sydney. Wood faking the pass in the corner, taking a drive by the elbow. And everyone's covered. Pass across the court, picked off by Morgan Bullis. Conway ahead to Smith. A lefty shot by the lefty player. She draws the foul, and for the first time today, BG will get to the free throw line. Pretty good fast break run by Bainbridge Guilford there. And that foul will go on Sydney's Hannah Wood. That's Sydney's first foul, and that's the reason BG has not been at the line until now. Nothing but net for Abby Smith, but not the good kind. That's short with one more to go. The sophomore with a lefty shot. Hey, much better. And it's now 10-9. BG continuing a 1-1-2-1 press. And Kelsey Decker simply dribbled the ball out of bounds. She ran out of room and tried to wiggle through. Good defense that time by Abby Smith. First minute almost gone. Bobcats' chance to regain the lead. We had two lead changes and three ties in the first quarter, the last one being 6-6. Into the game for the first time, Micah Hopkins, a 5'4 senior for BG. Ball is around the free throw line. And a holding foul called on Bethany Carl of Sydney. Inbounds for BG, the other number 11, Randy Conway. Passing to Smith. Nice little 10-footer. So we've changed the lead again. Smith at the top of the zone press. Decker, double team, passes to an open McLennan, who waits and waits and waits, now throws it over to Hannah Wood on the left wing. She passes back to the right wing for Decker. She takes it to the rim and actually tries to go for a reverse layup. It was blocked by Bullis, recovered by Wood. Into the corner, Decker. Decker dribbles all the way to the top of the key, then to Hannah Wood. And while it was a close shot, she took an extra step to get the firepower needed. That traveling call goes against her, and it's back to a BG possession. They've got, let's see, Alyssa Rivera's back in the game. Randy Conway, Amber Smith, Micah Hopkins, and the cross-court pass comes to Rivera. She misses the shot. The putback by Bullis is no good. The rebound is secured by Decker, but she slides on the floor, and that's an old-school travel. That is getting called less and less these days, but that wasn't a travel. Well, they called it a travel, but she was certainly out of bounds. So Sydney looking like they're going with a somewhat of a 2-1-2 or a 2-3, and Smith saw Micah Hopkins down underneath, but the pass flew too high. And it's turned back over to Sydney. So a lot of turnovers to start the second quarter. Decker, she's caught in the trap, right into the play for Conway to convert the lefty layup, but no, she misses. I had that one all but in. Here comes Hannah Wood with a speed bounce pass to McLennan. The righty layup is good, and she's fouled. Well, Hannah Wood made that play happen. She waited at the last second to unload the ball to her teammate, Brianna McLennan, who made the layup, took the blow, and will get a chance at the free throw line. The foul called on Alyssa Rivera. McLennan's first field goal. And she converts the three-point play. So back to a Sydney lead, our fourth lead change, and 13-11 is the score. 5.5 to play in the first half. 13-11, Sydney by two. If it's anything like the JV game, it's going to stay a 2-4 point game for the duration. But this is about the time the BG and Sydney were tied at 15, and then it was all BG for the next 10 minutes. So crucial time in the ball game. BG just turned the ball over on a mistake, so Sydney with a 2-point lead and a chance to double that. Bethany Carl in the game again. Shelby Bourne, one dribble and done. Now McLennan near the baseline, back out to Bourne, cross court to Decker on the left side. Decker going into the double team. Ball swatted by Smith, recovered by Decker. Three-point shot blocked by Conway. Defense with the upper hand for both teams in this game so far. Open is Rivera for three, but she also took an extra step from the left wing. 4:41 till halftime. Shelby Bourne inbounds to Carl, who's on the run up the right side. Quickly sealed off there by the defense. Decker over to Bourne, who's on the left wing, to Kelsey Decker, top of the key. Carl on the right wing. Fakes the pass, drives in, gets a double team. Off to Bourne, I believe. Yep, shot missed, and the rebound pulled down by Morgan Bullis. Another chance. Here goes Conway through the double team. She might have taken an extra step, passed it off anyway, and they still play. Rebound by Wakeman on a miss by Rivera. Thought Rivera's shot was going to drop. Down to the four-minute mark, still a two-point lead for Sydney, and they now have the ball again. Wakeman back to Bourne. They keep it around the outside. Carl back to Decker. Conway trying to stick a hand in there and get the steal, almost did. Eight on the shot clock. Decker takes the pass, goes to Bourne. 15-footer, no, off the rim. Reset the clock, and it doesn't matter. It's a possession change to Randy Conway. She'll take it as far as she can take it. Now it's a pass off, and a nice pass off to Caitlin Vandermark, the 5'7 junior. Her first action, her first shot, her first score. 13-13, fourth tie of the ballgame. 3:20 to go in the half. BG staying with that 2-3. And Caitlin Vandermark's roaming the paint nicely on defense in the middle of that 2-3. Ball for Sydney is thrown out of bounds. Amber DeGroat returns for the Lady Bobcats, as does Micah Hopkins. Rivera sits down. And it looks like a timeout asked for, full timeout asked for by the coach of the Sydney Warriors, Brad Aldridge. 3:09 to go till halftime. We're tied at 13. Sydney and BG in a heated MAC girls contest this afternoon live on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back live. 3:05 to play in this half, and what a game it's been. 13-13 ties. BG tied it up moments ago, trying to take the lead. Shot by Caitlin Vandermark came up short. A lot of girls coming up short today with their shots, but both teams playing excellent defense. And they have put pressure on the other team. Something fierce today. Well coached. Decker at the foul line, left alone, came up short. She got by the double team. Rebound by McLennan, and it looks like Brianna McLennan gets back to the free throw line for a third time. Foul called on BG's Morgan Bullis. So she and Shania Vandermark, each with two fouls. Shania Vandermark's been on the bench for a little while. She had gotten her second foul at the end of the first quarter. And now I've got a girl that I... Is this Betsy Holden? Pat? Is this Betsy Holden? Number 45? Is that Betsy Holden? Okay. So a JV call-up, I'm finding out. Betsy Holden, whose brother Billy just was named the Daily Star Player of the Year, by the way, for football. McLennan missing both shots. So she still has four, and the game remains tied at 13. Open is Conway for three. Well, they gave her the space, and she took advantage. 5 points for Conway. That's the largest lead for the BG Bobcats. 16-13, they scored five in a row. 2:18 to play in the first half. Bethany Carl. Looks like an illegal screen or a push on Brianna McLennan away from the basketball as Bethany Carl made her move. So McLennan's foul is the team's third, her first. 2:09 left, 16-13 BG. Bobcats keeping it on the perimeter. Betsy Holden in there. She is a 6-foot sophomore. There's a nice runner along the lane for Caitlin Vandermark. She not only missed the shot, she got her own rebound out in front of the Sydney bench of all places. And there's Conway with a runner that tilts around like a pinball. She missed it, got the rebound, put it up and in. So Randy Conway sparking the team to a five-point lead. Sydney trailing by five with a minute and a half to play in the first half of action. Born to Decker for three. It's up off the front of the rim. McLennan chasing the rebound. And apparently it's off of her. Although from here it looked like Amber DeGroat might have had more of an influence on that ball going out. Nonetheless, BG's ball in their home white with blue. Shorts and white trim. Conway. Now McLennan in the top of the zone with Decker. Conway again for three. Missed it. Rebound by Betsy Holden off the backboard. No good. Shelby Bourne regains her balance with a rebound. A minute to play in the first half. This game has gone by very quickly. Carl to Decker. Decker circles it up around the perimeter of the three-point area. Bourne over to an open Decker. Decker fakes the three, goes, turns around, shoots, blocked by Conway, recovered by Decker, missed on the fall away. There's a pass blocked by Wakeman. The ball is loose. It's by the scorer's table, and it goes to Sydney. A good hustle both sides there. Sydney getting the better of that with a couple of shots, but they missed those shots. They'll get another chance with a possession here. 35 seconds left. Can't play quite for the last shot. Into McLennan. The turnaround. Nope. She tried to pass back. Conway right there to steal it. Off to her teammate, number 20, Amber DeGroat, who finishes for BG. And it's a nice 9-point run for Bainbridge Guilford, taking a 20-13 lead. Sydney needing to score before the half to stop the flow of points for Bainbridge Guilford. 8 seconds to go. Decker shooting not a good planned shot, but she had two girls on her, so that was going to net her at least two shots. And I believe it is a two-shot foul. That's the seventh team on BG, so should there be a rebounding foul, that could net a 1-1. And I believe that was DeGroat with her second. So now it is Kelsey Decker at the line. Two shots. First one is around the rim, no good. Just missing. And I take that back. It's not DeGroat. It was Caitlin Vandermark. So second shot for Decker is good. And it was a three-point shot, apparently. I had questions on that one. And that one is also missed. 5 seconds to go, but stepping on the line with a rebound was Caitlin Vandermark. Sydney with a chance with 3.8 seconds to go. It goes out to Shelby Bourne. She goes back to Decker. He's going to let it fly at the buzzer. No good. Very close on that shot. But, and that would have certainly cut the deficit in half from 6-3. It's a no-go, so 20-14. Bainbridge Guilford takes the lead, holding Sydney to just 4 points in that quarter and getting some momentum offensively with Randy Conway. 7 points leading the way for the Lady Bobcats. We'll be back with the Bravado Energy halftime report. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Mirabito keep life warm. Mirabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It is halftime at Bainbridge Guilford, and a little bit of excitement harkening back to the old days of the CDO shoot, the great CDO shootout. Very, very interesting turn of events, but we'll start with our sponsorship, of course. The time for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report at Bainbridge Guilford here. Sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. The senior class of 2012 at Bainbridge Guilford, is holding a half-court shoot, or a half-court shot contest, and the first person, and I see a 20-something young lady, and I said, oh, this is a longer court than a normal high school court. This is not going to be pretty. And I see her flipping the ball around, getting ready for the shot. Well, the first shot taken, she banks it in. She not only was too strong on the shot, she banked it in. So that brought the crowd alive here at halftime. And nobody's come close since, but it does remind me of the great CDO shootout days. The first month that we had it in place, we gave away $300 checks from Marabito's at the time. Oh, my goodness. And he told me, we're going to have to back that down because they told me I got to back it down because they're giving away too much money. Oh, incredible. But so this is supposed to be a fundraiser for the senior class, and it looks like they lost money on this one today. I shouldn't laugh. That's not nice, but how ironic, huh? Well, we have got ourselves a barn burner here, not in a highly offensive way, but in a highly defensive way. But, again, so when you're in a defensive stalemate, any little bit of a run in points like we found out last night from the BG boys, and it happened at just about the same time, it's going to be in the advantage of the offense a little bit, and that's exactly what Bainbridge Guilford did. Breaking a 13-13 tie, BG went on a 7-1 mini run in the final 3 minutes, and they hold the 20-14 lead at the end of the first half. And Kelsey Decker just missing a three-point shot that would have cut it to 20-17, but it stays at 20-14. Randy Conway with a 3 and a 2 in that second quarter in a matter of just a few seconds, and that really was the spark. Conway leading all scorers with 7 points. For BG, Shania Vandermark, who had spent the entire second quarter on the bench in foul trouble, she's got 4. Abby Smith has a basket and a free throw and 2 tries for 3. Morgan Bullis, the basket for 2. Same with Amber DeGroe and Caitlin Vandermark. They each have a basket for 2. Bainbridge Guilford has put in 8 2-pointers, made 1 3-pointer, and 1 for 2 from the line for those 20 points. Now it looks like they've gotten a few more people to come out and give it a shot, literally. And somebody just hit the top of the backboard and it sailed high. And I think we've got two more people here. Looks like Corbin Palmer and Austin Barley. Now, is this legal? I don't know. Palmer's going to go, oh, my gosh. Corbin Palmer, the Wilt Chamberlain two-hand underhand. And now it's Austin Barley going to crank it up, and he's off the front of the rim. So that was close. But anyway, for Sydney, they are led by both Brianna McLennan and Bethany Carl with 4 points each. Carl doing it the conventional way with 2 baskets. Brianna McLennan with a basket and two for five from the free throw line. Kelsey Decker has a basket and a free throw and 3 tries for 3 points. And Malia Wakeman with a basket and a free throw for 3. Sydney with 5 2-pointers, just 2 for 10 from the line, and 14 points. Make that 4 for 10 for their 14 points, and they do not have a 3-pointer to their credit yet. 20-14 our score, and trying to size up the next week's schedule. We are at a crossroads because the matchups on Tuesday and Wednesday will be determined by the results of today and last night. BG boys are going to host Unidad La Valley on Wednesday. That's going to be a crucial game in the standings. We'll be here for that, most likely, or it could be Oxford at Sydney. Tuesday night, the same 4 teams are involved, Oxford girls at Sydney, or it could be Unidad La Valley at Bainbridge Guilford. We'll be at one or the other on Tuesday night. So we'll have games Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we'll figure out Friday and possibly Saturday later. Take another break, 20-14 our score. And I know Syracuse is playing at this time, so it could be one of the reasons why the attendance is a little less than what we were expecting. Same thing with the Mid-State Athletic Conference holding their wrestling championships down at Afton Central School. So that could be another reason why the attendance not as good. But it's still kind of a spirited group. And we've got good basketball up ahead for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The end of halftime. Thanks to the Bravado Energy Products crew for their sponsorship of today's game, or today's halftime, I should say. An original halftime sponsor. We got this whole thing going back in 1986 when none of these kids were born on the court. But we're back into the action for Bainbridge Guilford. To my right, Sydney to my left now. And weaving her way through, a nice job with a right hand, the lefty, Abby Smith. As a fellow left-hander, I like to see that. And knifing through a two-person zone defense. Bethany Carl, the ball got away from her. Vandermark with a pass ahead to Conway, who's going to finish. No, it's short. But who's there to finish? No, again, Vandermark misses short. My goodness, Vandermark's always on there to clean it up, but she misses this one. Bethany Carl running over, my goodness, running over Alyssa Rivera. No call either way, and the basket, or the shot was missed. On the other side, Morgan Bullis misses inside, and now it's just a shot every 10 seconds, but nobody's put one in. Decker fires for 3, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound controlled by Shania Vandermark. This time a forward pass to Randy Conway. Every other one had been behind her. There's the lefty again, seizing it up for the three-pointer, Abby Smith. With a two and a three, she's now got game high on us with 8 points. But boy, that move that she made in between the defenses to go up for righty left was prime time. Kelsey Decker driving inside, and she draws the foul. I don't think it was on the shot. Foul called on Abby Smith, her first, and the team's first, obviously, the second half. 6:37 to go, third quarter. Bethany Carl, Kelsey Decker, Shelby Bourne, Malia Wakeman, Brianna McLennan. And they'll run the 1-4 offense, Sydney does, with a maroon and white. Decker can't save it out of bounds. Bad pass by Carl. Bad timing between the two, maybe. And it's now the largest lead for either team, 24-14. The last time it was tied was 13 also, just like last night. Bainbridge Guilford is seizing the moment for the end of the second and beginning of the third quarter. Smith into the corner. Looks like she walked on that play. No call. Pass over to Rivera inside the three-point line and Rivera's first basket. It's now 7 unanswered points to start the second half, 26-14, or it should be. Deckard forcing her way through a double team, almost committed the carry, then a bad pass. And it's out of bounds, or no, not out of bounds, a possession arrow. Sydney ball. Pass it to McLennan from behind, a foul called on Abby Smith, and that might have been a clean block from behind. Delayed whistle. I would have called that the possession arrow. Should be 27-14. Shot is up and good by McLennan. She's been to the line more than anybody. 3 for 6. Second shot is good. 2 in a row. And the clock showing, or the scoreboard showing 26-16. And I had Abby Smith hitting a 2 and a 3. And Alyssa Rivera hitting a 2. So 20 and 7 to me is 27. But if it's only 26, I guess we got to take away the three-pointer. There is a shot taken by Abby Smith on the right side. She's hacked in the act. So I guess we'll take Abby Smith's three-pointer away and make it a two-pointer. The foul called on Sydney's Bethany Carl. The shot up and in by Morgan Bullis. This is only the second time that PG has been to the free throw line in the game. Second shot is good. Good form by Morgan Bullis, the 5'8 freshman. Cashes in both. It's 28-16. Decker, Bourne, now Hannah Wood in the game. Off her hip, that's going to be a violation, double dribble. Turn back over to the Lady Bobcats. So Randy Conway up the middle of the floor, passes and gets the ball back, but it's stolen by Carl. She's going to try to outrun. She won't outrun the players, but she'll take a foul shot, jumper, or foul line jumper, and make it. Bethany Carl, best individual play of the first half for Sydney right there, or the second half, I should say. Rivera passing over to Smith. Smith stays on the left side, keeps her dribble. Sydney playing man-to-man defense. Conway floats a pass to Smith, the runner in the lane. Short rebound. She gets her own rebound, puts it up and misses. Ball up for grabs. A third time, this time Shania Vandewark misses. Now Bullis rebounds and shoots and misses. And there's a scrum on the floor. Alternate possession in favor of Bainbridge Guilford. I don't think I've said it this year. I've said it every year for over 20 years. Bring back the jump ball. It does not save time to do an out-of-bounds play. It's been proven. But BG runs the out-of-bounds play because that's the existing rule. Oh, Conway slips and falls. I'm not sure what that is. Vandermark picks up the ball and almost put it in. Missed it. Rebound up and in by Morgan Bullis. So Bullis is just as powerful on the offensive glass as Shania Vandenbark seems to be. 28-18. Bourne and Decker get the ball over, 30-18 rather. Decker at the foul line. Stripped of the ball by Randy Conway. Decker against Conway. Conway right on the rim and stayed there for an eternity. And then it falls off. We almost answered the question, can you balance the basketball on top of the rim and have it not fall? Almost happened. Bounce pass in the corner for Wakeman. Back outside to Hannah Ward through her hands. She's got to come back and get it, and that's going to be a violation back court. BG will get the basketball as soon as Hannah is done tying her sneaker. 3:52 left third quarter. It's 30-18, and this game has taken on a very close resemblance to the boys' game last night. Pass inside. They forced it, but none of the Sydney girls could come up with the interception. BG retains possession. Now Conway right back by half court, almost taken away by Hannah Wood. Her hands as quick as Randy's. Not blessed with a lot of height, however. There's a shot from the outside taken by Rivera off the back of the rim. Caught and rebounded up by Conway. She's got to earn a trip to the foul line. The foul called on Bethany Carl. It's going to be her third. Conway at the line for the first time. Makes the first one. BG's had some nights where they've shot well from the line and other nights where they've shot terrible from the line. This is an afternoon game and so far doing very well at 5-for-6. And they've taken a 14-point lead. And I remember the score from last night's game at one point was 32-15 when Sydney finally broke the score at 4:16 of the third quarter. So it's very close to last night's game. Wakeman coming from behind trying to shoot. Is foiling her attempt by Alyssa Rivera, and the freshman earns an alternate possession for a Sydney inbounds. Brianna McLennan stepping into the lineup for Sydney, replacing Bethany Carl. So Kelsey Decker takes Carl's place as the inbound passer. Out top to Hannah Wood. Wood committing the turnover, and that one was what they call a carry that is very rarely called in either boys or girls game. We'll see if somebody's looking for a timeout. It looks like Bob Conway wants that timeout. 3:08 to play third quarter. BG 32, Sydney 18. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Bainbridge Guilford, having taken over from a 13-13 tie to assume a 32-18 lead. Sydney held to 5 points since midway through the second quarter, very resembling of last night's Bainbridge-Guilford thumping of Sydney in that middle portion of the game. Sydney controlled the first part and the last part, but BG had too much of control in the middle part. Randy Conway around a screen, shoots from 18 feet out left side, good. Good basketball play by the Bobcats, 34-18. Decker to Hannah Wood, dumps a pass inside. Nice anticipation by Morgan Bullis to make the interception. Conway, left side for Rivera, gets around Decker, throws one up. It's an air ball, rebounded, so to speak, by Malia Wakeman. Wakeman, Wood, Decker, Bourne, and McLennan on the floor for Sydney. Decker takes a three and now cashes in. Kelsey Decker, her first three-pointer, and she's got 6 points, and boy, did Sydney need that. It's a 13-point advantage for Bainbridge Guilford. Across the court to Conway. Sydney now in a zone defense. Passes inside. Nice block by Bourne against Rivera. Or excuse me, Bullis. Bullis got her own shot back. And then out of bounds, touch last by Bourne. Good defense by Shelby Bourne on that exchange. Nicole Smith checks into the ballgame for Sydney, replacing Nicole Smith. Bobcats ball with a fresh 30 seconds. Pass inside. Confusion as to who was supposed to get it. Vandermark thought it was her. And Smith recovers for Sydney on the mix-up for BG. Decker going to take another three. She fakes, shoots, and this time it's off the back of the rim, rebounded by Shania Vandermark. Off to Randy Conway, a very common sight for those two. Conway shot blocked by Decker, and out of bounds it goes. Inbounds, it comes Conway to Vandermark. Again, they've worked that play many times. This time, to perfection. Vandermark with six. Bobcats back up by 15, a minute eight to play in the third quarter. Shelby Bourne lost her dribble early on. Now Hannah Wood going to drive in. No, try the pass to McLennan. McLennan chases in the corner, comes up with it, and a timeout by Brad Aldrich. He's the one that could make the call. Back in the day, you couldn't do that. It was up to the player. Thankfully for Sydney, Brad Aldrich was able to do that. 54.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. 36-21. It's all BG in the second half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back come the players out of the court, and Shelby Bourne in the deep corner, farthest end of the corner, to inbound the ball, and almost the five-second call. Hannah Wood, nice bounce pass to McLennan, blocked by Vandermark. Good defensive play, and another alternate possession. It'll go right back to that same. No, it will be BG's ball on the alternate possession. The scoreboard does not show possession arrow. Only the referees can see it. And the players, of course. BG with the ball and the lead by 15. Conway down low to Vandermark. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, or no rebound. Foul by Shelby Bourne. I've got her down for one, and so does the scoreboard. So at the line, Shania Vandermark for the first time. Not this time. Second shot. Nice blue Nikes down there on the floor. Second shot is no good. I believe she went over the line. It'll go back over to Sydney anyway. With 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Decker going up the sideline. She's going to get by half court and then face the trap right into the hands of Randy Conway. Conway against Hannah Wood. Wood's going to try to defend and succeeds. The shot is missed. Rebound by Bullis, no good. Rebound Vandermark, and it is good. Well, one thing Bobcats are very good at, it's offensive rebounding, and they were relentless that time. Earned that shot. Decker, cross court to Bourne. Again, she dribbled right into the double team. Hannah Wood way back out. There's no time left. Well, bad clock management by the Sydney Warriors, and it's all BG in the second half, 38-21. They lead by 17, their largest lead of the ballgame. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back for the fourth quarter, Sydney, just like last night's boys game, down 17 and needing to get points in a hurry. We'll see if they can do so and maintain some defense as BG scored 18 in that quarter. Bobcats, good defense again with a man-to-man. The turnover, Randy Conway, long pass ahead to Smith. The lefty shot, good. Almost an automatic the way Conway spots those players long way down the court. Almost like a quarterback finding a wide receiver on the fly pattern. 40-21, the lead grows to 19. Carl Wakeman, back to Carl. 16-footer, good. Well, if it were only that simple, they'd do that every time. 40-23. Abby Smith on the right wing. Down low, looking for Vandermark. Knocked out of bounds by Carl. It's Randy Conway, Morgan Bullis, Shania Vandermark, Alyssa Rivera, and Abby Smith on the floor. And a steal out of, actually a bad pass. It slipped into the hands of Kelsey Decker. And she really had nothing to do with the steal, but the ball came right into her hands, so I guess she gets credit for it. Nice backdoor pass to Carl. She turns around and shoots. The foul called on Alyssa Rivera, probably more with the body than the hand. But another nice basketball play as Decker found Carl going backdoor cut. So Bethany Carl at the line for the first time. She leads Sydney with 8 points. Make it 9. Sydney coming into the quarter at 6 for 12, just 50%. Trailing by 16. Second shot is waved off as she went over the line. Well, that in my scorebook, I put the V underneath it for violation because she did make it. Randy Conway into the corner. Shania Vandermark back outside. Open is Abby Smith. They're going to take some time off the possession. 13 on the shot clock. Abby Smith dribbling through a double team. Tried to force a pass. It's stripped. Now that time it's Kelsey Decker with a steal. 6:22 to go. Decker dribbling on the right side. Crossing back over to the top of the key. Running the 1-4 offense again. Around the screen. Backing in. The turnaround too hard. Sort of a hook, sort of a push. And almost just rocked in. Down low, looking for Bullis. She's caught up and stolen away by Carl. She brought the ball down, and that's a mortal sin as Carl took the ball away. She's up the right side and double-teamed. Somebody's open. Wakeman down low for McLennan. And Conway saves the ball from going out of bounds as McLennan could not hang on to the pass. 40-24, BG by 16. Long pass ahead, right on the money to Bullis, but shot blocked by Wakeman. Inside Vandermark. She'll be fouled. Conway again with that long pass ability. Morgan Bullis saw it coming all the way. Good block by McLennan, but Malia Wakeman comes in and commits the foul on Vandermark's putback. Vandermark, who missed both free throws in the third quarter, makes her first one here. BG came into this quarter 5-for-8. Vandermark gets 1-of-2. Bourne had the rebound all to herself. BG made it impossible to hang on to, and the ball went out of bounds, but it still will be Sydney's ball. Smith and Vandermark come off the court. So it's Conway, Amber DeGroat, Alyssa Rivera, Betsy Holden, and Morgan Bullis. Yep, all right, got all five. Carl threw a double team, short jumper and too short. Ball might have been partially blocked. So I guess I'll write Betsy Holden's name in the book. I didn't do it the first time. DeGroat in the right corner. Sidney back to his own defense. They go down low for Holden. The six-footer can't hang on to the ball. It's up for grabs, but a possession arrow will be the whistle. Fiji's ball underneath their basket. Leading by 17, 5:06 to go. 41-24, Conway to inbound. Way up top, two to DeGroat. Back to Conway. Lost the pass. Beautiful pass into number 14, Morgan Bullis. And Bullis, you turn around and say, thank you, Randy. That was an awesome pass. 43-24. Just the right amount of touch. Over the defense and toward the basket. Nice backdoor cut from Malia Wakeman inside. Missed it. Well, the backdoor cut seems to be there. The question is, can they finish in the shot? 4:35 to play in the ballgame. Bobcats, again, not going to hurry. Well, I say that, and who shoots it? Alyssa Rivera. Holden with a rebound off the miss, no good, and rebounded by Wakeman. She gives off to Bethany Carl, and Sydney back to the offense trying to find some answers here. They've only got 3 points in this quarter. Wakeman over to McLennan. She's open right side, doesn't take it. Carl drives in, puts it up, and gets hacked in the act. Looks like Conway with a foul there. Oh, nope. My bad. Amber DeGroat. Looked like Randy Conway was right there, though. 4:07 left, and to the line again, Bethany Carl. She was 1-for-2. Or she was 2-for-2, but there was a violation on the shot. So that one rubbed off, and she'll make the first one here. Nicole Smith returns for Sydney, replacing Brianna McLennan. Looks like Micah Hopkins, 42, is in. Carl's second shot is good. Got a nice touch from out there. And 11 points for Bethany Carl. So she and Randy Conway tied for top honors. Conway with the ball to Micah Hopkins, who's come back into the ball game. Or check that, 21. That's Caitlin Vandermark. Pass inside. Taken away by Bethany Carl. She's not giving up. Down the right side she comes. And she stops and pops, but it's short, partially blocked on that shot. 3:40 to go. Gia Cuomo getting set to come into the ball game for Bainbridge Guilford. Into the corner for BG. Hopkins back outside to Groh. And another steal by Bethany Carl. Up the floor she comes. And a little hesitation move and then a 16-footer. No good. Turn around off the back of the rim. Staying with it though. Got to give her credit, 43-26, 17-point advantage. Timeout asked for by Coach Bob Conway because he wants to get his sub in there to give Randy Conway a rest for the rest of the game. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. So once again, at the conclusion of this game, we'll have the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. We'll also try to preview the best we can our Tuesday and Wednesday games. The two teams involved, or the two games involved, Oxford at Sydney on Tuesday girls, Unadilla Valley at BG girls Tuesday night. The same two schools will meet in boys action on Wednesday night. So, based on last night's games, trying to make the decision for next week's games or this coming week's games. My inkling is to do be right back here for back-to-back BG games based on the standings, but we'll see how it plays out. But definitely a game Tuesday and definitely a game Wednesday and definitely a game Friday. The action heats up in the winter. 3 minutes to play. Bainbridge Guilford comfortably in front, 17 points, 43-26. So they've outscored the boys from last night who had 41 and still won by 6. DeGroat for 3, or was it a 2? It's a 2. Amber DeGroat with a basket. Her second of the game. She's got 4 points. 7 players have scored, and a bank shot up and in for Kelsey Decker, or she asked me to call her today, K Money. What was it? Big K Money. That's it. I almost forgot. I said, you got to make a great play to do that. Driving in on the left side is Caitlin Vandermark, and she draws the foul. So for Decker, she's got 8 points. Gia Cuomo did come in for Randy Conway, I believe. At the line is Caitlin Vandermark. Makes the first one. Well, that certainly helps the situation. Second shot is good. Whoa, nice work. 3 for 4 in this quarter for BG free throw shooters. Nice give and go to Carl. She gets inside of the defense and scores. Bethany Carl with 13. She is now the high scorer in the ballgame. Right side, Amber DeGroat for BG. Back out to Cuomo. Under 2 minutes to play. DeGroat forcing a pass, knocked away by Decker. Inbounds in the near corner for Bainbridge Guilford with a minute 51 on the clock. So the drama that unfolded in the first, again, like last night, the first 10 minutes or so of the game, Bainbridge Guilford took care of any questions on who was going to win this one. Nice pass to, well, it was intended for Hopkins, knocked away by Sydney's defense, but coming right back to make the steal is Caitlin Vandermark. Well done. Good hustle for these girls getting the last couple of minutes of playing time. DeGroat, cross court, and Hopkins couldn't get it, and Caitlin Vandermark almost hustled away to get it by the outside door there. Looks like Brianna McLennan will come into the ball game replacing Bethany Carl, and she should get a hand because she hustled all game long. And once I got the right name, and I, for the last time, will apologize for that mistake. 47-30, BG by 17. They led by as much as 19. Nicole Smith in the high post gives off to Michaela Wakeman, who's in the game for the first time. Hannah Wood in there as well, trying to drive around the right side. The ball comes up loose, and, collision time. Micah Hopkins slams into Hannah Wood, but it's not a shooting situation, and it's not a one-on-one situation. So with a minute one to play, it's an inbounds for Hannah Wood. Kelsey Decker still in there. Michaela Wakeman. Nicole Smith and Brianna McLennan. Nicole Smith's going to take it to the rack and misses, but draws the foul. Nice assertive move by Nicole Smith, who has not shown that throughout the game. Clock stops with 57 seconds left. Foul called on Amber DeGroat. Her third shot by Smith is up and off the back of the rim. She'll get a second one. Up and nope, same thing. Off the back of the rim. Rebound by Betsy Holden. So a nice balanced effort for the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. Seven players have scored. 44 seconds to go. Nice pass into Betsy Holden from behind. Stripped of the ball by Kelsey Decker. Very tentative on the shot. It's something JVs aren't going to contest, but the varsity will. Decker driving through, going up. Just a block on DeGroat. I think Decker wished she had the foul called because she took a tumble. She will inbound underneath the basket for Sydney with 30 seconds left. Pass to McLennan. Out of bounds it goes. Touch last, looks like, by Sydney. No, touch last by BG. I thought it was like that. I was a little mistaken there. And McLennan with not a whole lot of speed to come get the ball that was going out of bounds, but she was just letting it go so she could get the ball back. She and her teammates, that is. Hannah Wood crossed the key for McLennan and untouched. So turned back over to BG to finish up the 25 seconds that are left. So like I said, a lot of supportive work for the BG team today. No huge scores. They all just combined. DeGroat for three. Another two-pointer just inside the line. They've had several of those today, but 2 points is still 2 points. Final second, and Hannah Wood lets it fly to no avail, 49-30. So once again, a game that started out with lots of drama, ties and lead changes. We had four lead changes and four ties. And after 13-13, it was Bainbridge-Guilford putting this one away, not quite by halftime, but certainly by the end of the third quarter. The final score, 49-30, and the win for Bainbridge-Guilford, their fifth in eight games, and the Sydney Warriors dropped to 4-4 in the MAC, 5-8 overall. BG's overall record now just the opposite at 8-5. We'll be back to total them up and give our awards for you and all of that good stuff, and then just tease the fact that we'll be in action Tuesday and Wednesday, although we may not know where. Talk to you about that later. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic? Boxers or briefs? Plasma or LCD?
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to our finale here. Let's get out our sponsor sheet while we do that. My wife has told me about this many times. She goes, why do you keep saying we? It's just you. And my answer is habit. That's all it is. It's habit. Don't like to say I on the air very often. All right, here we go with our post-game sponsorship. And it's always been like this. Well, it's been like this for a while, let's put it that way. But since I've come back into the fold, it's been NBT Bank, the sponsor of our outstanding offensive award. It's NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served our communities for more than 150 years. And by our dynamic defensive award sponsor, Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on your local sports leader, WCDO. I can't get over how much this game resembles last night's game, not point for point and all that, but the tempo of the game and the result of the game, while not the same, are very, very similar in favor of the home team. Both teams needed a win against their neighborhood rival, Sydney, both girls and boys. Both games had ties and lead changes that led to some early drama into the second quarter. And then both times, Sydney shut down and BG stepped up and created the wide margin. The only difference really is that Sydney wasn't able to get it any shorter of a deficit than 14. Sydney at least got it down to 5 last night, before losing by 6 last night. But Bainbridge-Guilford kept shooting and kept offensive rebounding their way to the win today, 49-30. And the numbers I've got for Sydney, Bethany Carl led all scorers today with 13 points and really hustled on defense. Kelsey Decker finished with 8 points, including 1 3-pointer. She was 1 for 3 from the foul line. Nicole Smith, 0 for 2 from the line. Brianna McLennan with a basket, 4 for 7 from the foul line, 6 points. Malia Wakeman with a basket, 1 for 2 from the line for 3. Let's see if this adds up. 9 2-pointers, that's 18. 18 and a 3-pointer makes 21, and 6 more make 28, make 27. So I've obviously missed 3 points somewhere along the way. Well, no, oh, that's why, because I missed 3 points at the line for Bethany Carl. She was 3 for 4 from the foul line, technically 4 for 4. But somebody either Bethany stepped on the line or a teammate got over the foul lane too soon. So she made 4, but only gets credit for 3. So let's try that again. All right, our new numbers, 9 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 9 for 17 from the foul line, and that adds up to 30 points for Bainbridge Guilford. A real nice balance. Randy Conway, the only player at double figures with 11. For Shania Vandermark, she had 9 points, 1 for 4 from the foul line. 9 points also for Abby Smith with a basket and a free throw in the second quarter. Three baskets, in the third. No, check that, too. That's right. She made what I thought was a 3. I thought everybody knew it was a 3. It only became a 2. So apparently I was the only one that thought otherwise. So she actually made four field goals, 1 for 2 from the line, and 9 points. Morgan Bullis, nice job for the freshman today. She had 3 baskets and 2 for 2 from the line. And she finishes with 8 points. It was a basket and 2 points for Alyssa Rivera. Amber DeGroat had 3 hoops for 6 points. Caitlin Vandermark, nice job off the bench for this junior. A basket 2 for 2 from the line for 6 points. So 19 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, that's 42. 6 for 10. 2, 4, 6, 8. Looks like I've got one extra point. I'm not even going to worry about it. 49-30 is the final score. Oh, I know why. Doesn't matter. I'm getting over numbers here. I got a little confused when things were going on here. When threes were made twos, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll take all the blame for it. Anyway, for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner, with there not being a real high score for Bainbridge Guilford, I think it's very fitting that we go to the 5'5 sophomore Abby Smith. She had 2 baskets in the third quarter, and they were both as a result. One was a result of a nice pass. The other was a result of her own hustle. As she missed a shot, Randy got a rebound and put it up and in. So we're going to go with Abby Smith, Bainbridge Guilford, for the offense. And for the defense award, I'm going to go with number 14, Morgan Bullis. She wins the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. She also had a phenomenal game, 8 points on the day, but a solid effort on the defense. And she was in the mix of things very much, very, very much so. Sydney, again, kind of like the boys last night, really didn't attack the basket like they could have and should have. And Morgan Bullis was part of the reason. She just held her ground defensively and was just 2 fouls on the day, and she was on the floor quite a bit. So we're going to go with 2 of the non-seniors for those awards. But I also want to give Bethany Carl credit. First of all, I messed up her name in the beginning, and that's totally my bad. But second of all, she hardly came off the floor, but she kept hustling, and the fourth quarter was evidence of that. Bethany scored 7 of her 13 points in the fourth quarter. She's not going to win the offense award. She's not going to win the defense award, but she certainly qualified for both with the hustle and never give up spirit. So I got to give her excellent props on that. And just came up short team-wise, 49-30. Good win for Coach Bob Conway's team. And, of course, Sydney playing without Meredith DeLello, so a big chunk of their offensive potential not on the floor. Sydney still giving it the valiant try, falling short tonight, this afternoon rather, and they played well, very well, for the first half of the ballgame. All right, so from here, what happens? Well, Oxford is at Sydney, and Unadilla Valley is at Bainbridge Guilford on Tuesday night. Based on the standings, it looks like I'll be back here for UV versus BG on Tuesday night. And for the boys on Wednesday, it's a double. It's just same pairing, same locations. I'm still in the air. I'm leaning toward UV at BG based on what Unadilla Valley has. And, of course, Oxford right now is in second place in the MAC. And Sydney trying to hold on to a top four spot. BG trying to get into that top four spot. And one of the teams they have to knock off to do that is Unadilla Valley. So the drama does unfold here for these two local schools anyway. Unitigo's looking pretty good on the boys and on the girls. So and Harpersville looking good on the girls' side. So it's hard to tell where we're going to be. But suffice it to say, there will be local basketball on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, guaranteed. All right? So the final score once again, BG 49, Sydney 30. Bainbridge Guilford with a very nice, impressive sweep of the boys and girls on a basketball weekend. So take it easy. Have a great weekend. See you on the flip side. And maybe this week we'll revisit that Super Bowl pool that I used to do back in the good old days where we'd have youngsters predict the score of the game, why the team would win that they choose. Of course, a lot of guys around here are going to go, or the girls too, will go for the Giants. But and the reasons why they think that team would win. And then the bonus question is, who will be the MVP? Could be fun. We'll find out. Probably be a Friday night situation there. For WCDO Radio Sports, my thanks to Joe Gardner. My name is Greg Davey. Again, have a super weekend. BG winning the boys last night, the girls this afternoon, and getting better all the time in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good one.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.